She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
Everybody,
money,
dance along with us in your cars. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Morning.
Waddle.
Morning.
And me, Sybil, here for you till 10 o'clock. Taking your phone calls at 877-881-1053. And your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can call Autoflex with the weather like this. You can do all your business from the phone or the computer. It's easy to do.
Absolutely. By calling either 817 or 972-234-1234 or autoflex.com, where you can also set up a test drive online, send us your credit app, build any car you want to build, or maybe see all of our great pre-owned cars right there at autoflex.com.
And you've got Beamers on the lot.
We do have Beamers on the lot.
BMWs.
Well, and that's an interesting story because BMW was really touting the fact that they had beat Mercedes-Benz in July. They had outsold Mercedes-Benz. And first of all, Mercedes-Benz doesn't include their Sprinter vans in their sales numbers because they're not considered to be a consumer vehicle, although a lot of athletes and celebrities get those Sprinter vans and have them customized.
They do?
Oh, absolutely. That's the cool thing.
How funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they put big videos in them, and they make party buses out of them, or they use them. I mean, we've got a couple of ball players that get them just because they've got four or five kids, and it gives them a lot of room.
Wow.
Everybody can just be comfortable.
Anyway, back
cheaper
to the story.
Cheaper than a motorhome, probably.
It is cheaper than a
motorhome,
and it's about the same size. Anyway, BMW, it seems, padded their numbers
what?
To beat Mercedes. And this is, they've been doing this in Europe, and we'll talk about that in a minute for a while. But what they did was on the last day of July, they had huge rebates offered to their dealers on the cars that were in stock. And it is said that a lot of their dealers went ahead and reported those cars as being sold. And that way,
they went ahead and punched them. That's what they call it.
They punched them. Yeah.
Not
and
the car.
That way, it raised their numbers up. And then they turned and sold those cars as demos or as pre-registered cars. Because
however,
with the money back, they could afford to do that.
However, comma, some of those cars are still sitting on the lots for sale.
Yes.
Apparently.
That's got to be
kind of sounds like
illegal,
a badminton
right?
kind of win or manipulation.
So, you know, it's amazing how much effort goes into a car maker trying to be number one. And in this case, it could backfire because those, as Tammy said, a lot of those cars are still sitting there. And so it just means that they've got a 2012 left on their lot. Now, they're cheaper because they had big rebates on them when they punched them, but they're still sitting there.
I mean, so why would they do that? Just so they can say they have higher sales?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To be number one. That's a big deal to be able to say you're number one.
And who's the authority that actually busts them for it?
Well, nobody actually busted him, but somebody talked.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't think
somebody
it's
mentioned
totally
it.
Official. Or
and here's the thing. It's not an unheard of practice anymore because in Europe, a lot of the manufacturers have what's called phantom car sales. Mm-hmm. In fact, 29% of the sales in Germany last month were phantom car sales because the German auto industry wants to present itself as not being in as bad a shape as, say, the Italians and the French are. There's a lot of competition over there with that. You know, the Germans have a lot of pride in being number one. Well, 29% of their cars were phantom car sales last month, which means those cars were registered by the dealers. There was rebates given on those cars, and they will be sold as used cars now because they're not new cars, but they're still sitting on the dealer lots. So the numbers that you see aren't the real numbers. Now, they may advertise them, they may talk about them, but they're not real.
Starting to hurt their business over there.
So if everybody knows that, how can they continue to do it?
Well, everyone doesn't actually know that.
Everybody listening right now knows it.
They do. But
that's
where,
true.
Where have you heard it somewhere else?
I haven't.
You won't.
Right.
Oh.
That's why you tune in here.
That's
on
right.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, everyone.
It's very important to know this too.
There's a lot of talk about the European debt crisis and how it's negatively affected business over there, especially the car business, because when the economy's down, people don't buy cars.
Right.
And
we all felt that here.
Yes. So what they are doing is trying to make it look like it has impacted them less than it has other car makers or car makers from other countries, let's say.
They're putting on airs, you mean?
They're putting on airs.
Mm.
Yeah, they're padding their numbers.
Right. So is there any sort of penalty for doing that?
No.
So I don't know. Ask Enron.
No, not really.
So the reason why people don't do it then is just because it's unethical, not because it's illegal.
Well, it costs you money. It costs them a lot of money because they have to subsidize the sales of those vehicles now. They have to give those dealers more money so that they can get those cars off their lot. And for the consumer, it's a heck of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because that's the winner.
You can get a big discount on a car that you normally couldn't get a big discount on, or a bigger discount than you would normally get.
So in other words, right now is a great time to buy or lease a car.
It is.
Because there are some deals, even here in the United States of America, not just in Europe.
Yeah, and these are not caused by anything other than manufacturers trying to move their 2012s, but we've got some huge, huge rebates going on right now. And we've also got some incentive interest rates. So between the rebates and the incentive interest rates, the payments are sort of crazy on some of the leases that we've got.
And I want to mention, I was talking to a client yesterday. Sometimes you really need to look at the difference. There'll be an incentivized deal where you can take the rebate or the special low interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at AutoFlex, we already have low interest rates. If you qualify for it, obviously, you have to credit qualify. You don't get it if you've had some serious problems with your credit. But decent credit on up to excellent credit, you'll get a really low rate. So why not get the huge rebate, a big $3,000 rebate, in addition to the low interest rate rather than instead of?
Yeah.
All right. And you can capture all those discounts at AutoFlex Leasing. And I was talking to one of my old customers that came in this week, and she couldn't decide. She had the idea that she might want a Ford Explorer,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted to look at a couple of other SUVs and then maybe even a car. But the Explorer was her number one choice. But she also wanted to save some money, so we had several different options for her. She brought her mom, just like last time. She and her sister have leased cars for me in the past, and we made it really simple. She still chose the Ford Explorer. It was her favorite one, and we were able to make that one affordable for her. But she said it's just so much easier.
Yes.
Because, like, one afternoon, well, actually, she came in the morning, and she was done by the afternoon, and that was driving four different cars, doing the whole financing. She went and grabbed lunch. By the time she got back, we had gotten the right color for her, and she was done.
And that four different cars were four cars from different manufacturers.
Right.
So it was a Ford and a Chevrolet and a Toyota.
Actually, two
and a
Fords,
Nissan,
a Chevy, and a Honda.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't do that because if you were schlepping around from shop to shop to shop, that would take your whole day.
Well,
schlep shopping is time consuming.
Yes, it is.
I hate schlep shopping.
Yes.
I love the word, though.
But if you were to invest your own time, on average, what is it, David? About 5 hours per manufacturer. So if you went in to look at a car, you're going to spend at least 5 hours from start to finish to test drive, find out all about the vehicle, the financing, what the deal is. And then if you want to leave and go to the next place, you've already invested five and a half hours, maybe a few if you're really, really lucky. Maybe you got it down to just three.
Yeah.
But still, that's three. And then you go to the next place, and let's say that's going to be 3 to 5.
Right.
And then you go to the next place.
When I got my car from AutoFlex Leasing last fall, I test drove three different manufacturers, one after the other, and it was less than 5.5 hours. It was actually an hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Start to finish, we were done.
Yeah, and then you get to do all of your paperwork and numbers over the phone, and then they bring you the paperwork, and you sign it, and you get your keys. Mm-hmm. So easy to do.
Easy breezy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk in the next segment. We're not there yet, but in the next segment, we're going to talk about people avoiding test drives, which is a new phenomenon. But right now, let's talk about the EPA 1, American Consumers 0.
Hmm?
Because there was a challenge to the Environmental Protection Agency regulation of ethanol. And now they have the right to add another 50% more ethanol into our gasoline than they were. So from 10% to 15%, which is not really good for anybody except the ethanol industry. And right now there's a shortage of corn, which is resulting in higher food prices, higher fuel prices, higher feed prices for cattle, so you pay more for steak, higher fertilizer prices, so you pay more. You do.
I know. And what about the fair? How about that corn at the fair?
Yeah. Exactly.
And pay more for chicken, too.
Exactly.
Yep.
Pay
true.
More for chicken. So we're paying more for everything because the EPA has authorized ethanol to be added to gasoline. And there's been a move in Congress in the past month or so to eliminate ethanol from gasoline simply because it's making us all pay more for everything. But guess what? A challenge to the EPA was struck down last week by a court in Washington who said that they didn't really have a right to sue because they were just trying to protect their members. And the suit was from three different associations, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the American Petroleum Institute, and Tyson Foods and Coca-Cola. That's who sued. And they lost, and the judge says the reason they lost is they didn't really have a right to sue because all they were doing was trying to protect their own members. Well, guess who their members are?
Corn growers.
Us.
No. Well, us. I mean, yeah. The members were these other companies, and they're trying to, you know, they're worried about the profits and, well, the rising costs.
Exactly. As the cost of things go up like that, people don't buy as much. So anyway, the EPA, though, has won out, and we've all lost.
Way to end that story.
There you go.
And we've all lost.
Couple of Autoflex leasing fan techs. Do y'all lease trucks? Yes.
We lease everything. It's like going to the mall. But our mall has everything from, let's say, TJ Maxx, discount. Mm-hmm. So we have really inexpensive pre-owned cars that you can purchase. And then we have Saks Fifth Avenue and Bloomingdale's and Neiman's, because if you want to go high end, we do that. And then we hit everything in between. So we, every
cars,
demographic,
trucks, vans, cars, everything.
Hondas and Bentleys, and doesn't matter. Isn't that cool?
Yes. Yeah.
Another Autoflex leasing fan text. They talked about phantom car sales on Top Gear a while back. They actually recommended taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
for
we
the
just
consumers,
did.
Of
Absolutely.
Course.
It's a great deal for consumers because on the BMW 7 Series, on the last day of July, they added $7,000 rebate to that car for one day.
That's good savings right there.
If you're in the market for 7 Series BMW, you're not going to get one any cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. If you want to give us a call, our phone number here is 877-881-1053. You can also text us, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. And you can call Autoflex today. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 on the World Wide Web, or Autoflex.com. I'm sorry, Autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. I screwed that up.
Autoflex.com. You can check out all the pre-owned vehicles, and if you click on the Facebook page and like us, you can follow along with all the stories we talk about. In case you miss something, maybe you have to get out and pump gas or go run your errands, you can always go back and read it at Autoflex.com. Let's talk a little bit about asbestos, because you don't hear that word too often anymore.
No, the
which
reason
is a good thing.
The reason you don't is it's been outlawed in 55 countries. I mean, completely outlawed. You can't have asbestos in anything.
In a building. If you have to abate asbestos in a building, they basically encase it in plastic, and people have to wear special clothing to remove it. And it's a big deal here in the U.S.
Well,
right.
Because it can result in cancers. I mean, it's a direct...
And other respiratory issues.
Yeah, it's a direct cancer cause. So anyway, if you're thinking about buying a car made in China, the two largest manufacturers there, the Great Wall Motor Company and Chery Automotive, have just had all of the cars that they sold in the country of Australia returned to China because...
Asbestos.
They've got asbestos in them.
Probably in the brakes. What do you think, in the brakes?
The spokesman, yeah, more than likely. The spokesman for the Great Wall Company said that it was a mistake, that they had used some parts that they weren't supposed to use, that they do tailor the parts that go into their cars to the countries that they're going to sell those cars in,
yeah.
Which means, are they selling cars with asbestos in
Thailand
and in India?
Because they said they used a batch of parts that were not slated for those cars to be sent to Australia, so somebody's getting some asbestos, people.
Well, two, three years ago, the big story was that, the Chinese were going to be the next people in the American market.
Let's hope not.
Well, this could slow them down a little.
Yeah.
Here's your new car and lung cancer. All right.
I don't think I would take that deal. Not even if it saved me thousands of dollars.
Autoflex
really?
Autoflex Leasing fan texter, we've got, there's some confusion here. He said he's got a 2011 Dodge Avenger Lux. They don't make one.
Maybe he meant he had a luxury model?
Well, they don't make a 2011 Dodge Avenger, I don't
think. Do they? I haven't Googled it. I didn't think they made that car anymore.
I don't think they do either. Anyway, Okay, now here's some really good news. Dan Akerson, who is the CEO of General Motors, plans to give up his 1958 Chevrolet Corvette to help a Detroit neighborhood. He gave $1 million to this same area earlier in the year to help renovate the neighborhood, and now he is going to contribute his Regal turquoise Corvette, which has a 245 horsepower V8 engine, and it'll be auctioned off, and the proceeds will go to the Woodward neighborhood, which is a heck of a deal.
Oh, they do make the stories. Dodge Avenger, David.
Oh, they do?
I was thinking of a different model. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, then my in a case bad. Like that, it was Tammy's fault.
It was totally my fault. It was. I was totally thinking of a different car.
If you got a 2011 and you bought the car retail, it probably would be a little too soon to trade because cars their first year as new cars depreciate between 25% and 30%. So if you take 25 or 30% of the entire value, that's what you've lost in value on the car. And if you figure out that, yeah, it's going to be too much. Yeah, it's going to be $10,000.
I don't know. I would never say never. You can always call me. We'll appraise your car, find out what it is worth versus the payoff, and see what kind of position you're in.
Okay,
trade.
You guys are talking about the Fantexta right now, not the Corvette story,
no,
right?
No, we got right off because
I
was feeling like a jerk because I didn't think the Avenger was being built in. Of course it is. I was thinking of a totally different car.
I won't listen to you again.
Don't.
So, clearly, you cannot be trusted.
I haven't had a gallon of coffee yet.
Uh-oh. So, bottom line, Autoflex Leasing Fantexter asking about the Dodge Avenger.
Sorry.
It is possible, but you need to call Tammy and find out so she can get on her Flex Lease computer system and crunch all the numbers for you. 972-234-1234 is the number.
You know, I had a conversation. I had a conversation with a lady this last week, and she was talking about, she was in to get a car, and she was trying to figure out whether she should buy the car, buy a pre-owned car, lease a new car. And so I said, well, listen, easy to figure out. How long do you normally keep your car? And she goes, well, I like to say that I keep them a long time, but the reality is I keep them between 3 and 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, at that point, I wondered how many people like to say they keep a car for a long time, but really trade every 3 or 4 years, because people do.
I think a lot of people do that, because you go in, and when you're filling out the paperwork, of course, the payment's lower the longer you keep the car. So most people go, yeah, I'll keep this for 5 or 6 years.
That's exactly right.
And then you drive it, and 2 years down the road, you're like getting tired of it and ready for something new. Or maybe it doesn't suit your needs anymore.
Let me mention a couple of things that will make somebody trade cars. Oh, we had a two-door, and now we've had a family.
Yes.
Getting a kid in a car seat in the back of a two-door, forget about it.
It sounds like
not
a pain
only
in the butt.
Do you want a four-door, generally people want to go into a crossover or an SUV to get the seats up a little bit higher so you're not bending down.
Yeah,
when you start doing that, talk about back problems. Another thing that'll happen, you'll get into an accident.
Yeah.
And the car is damaged. Mm-hmm. And yes, you get it repaired, but it's a bad taste in your mouth now. It's
right.
Not the same car. You know, who knows?
They call it knocking the new off of it.
Knocks the new right off that car.
I can also envision moving. If your commute, or maybe switching jobs,
exactly.
If your commute gets longer, you don't want to put
something happens.
Gas in an SUV anymore.
Exactly. That will happen.
Job changes because you get promoted or you have to take a job for less money. And then your financial situation changes. So there's a number of reasons people trade.
Or technology. Or you just decide that you don't like this vehicle anymore and now you're... You know, you feel committed, but you can trade out of it anytime you want. Mm-hmm. So you get in those short-term leases, and then you can just trade all you want. But you have a few more options, because if you get to the end of the lease with us, we have an option that you can purchase the car, and you can refinance it, you can trade it in. We have a lot of flexibility that I won't go into now, because it would, you know, take up too much time, and I'm a talker.
All right.
No.
Back to the Chrysler Dodge Avenger story here, sort of. If you don't have a smartphone, but you want one, you can get a 2013 SRT Viper or Ram, and your car will be your smartphone.
It's an expensive way to get a smartphone.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
Dual purpose, I
but
guess.
But it is a combo package. I always like a combo meal.
Chrysler has partnered with Sprint to offer something called Uconnect, and what it's going to do is turn your car into a smartphone. So you'll have a contract with Sprint, and you'll be able to use hands-free the car as a telephone. You'll be able to access the internet. You'll have voice-activated navigation.
And text.
And text.
Which is great.
And entertainment connectivity, it'll connect you to Bing, which I hate, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah. It's no very hate, irritating,
no
isn't it?
No hating.
Mm-hmm. It's irritating. You know why they do that? Because they sell advertising on every page. That's why they make you change pages so many times. Makes me crazy.
You can just not like it.
Yes, Waddle.
You know, Chrysler for the longest time has had durability issues. What makes me think that this is they're going to get this correct?
I think their durability has improved, but I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, you're just right.
There's just something else to go wrong, in my opinion.
No, well, they've actually made vast, vast improvements in quality in the last 2 to 3 years. So it's there's big changes in quality there. The cool thing about this is...
And they partnered with Sprint, didn't they? So
yeah.
Maybe we can count on Sprint?
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, everybody's maybe a little bit afraid of the technology because we've seen Ford, number one, when they first came out with their MyTouch system, they had some connectivity problems and stuff.
A couple little bugs here and there.
Had to be reprogrammed. So they're saying, though, that they're going to get all the bugs out of this, and then it's going to work like a champ when you get it. And it is sort of cool. They're going to offer it on more vehicles in the future. And of course, that probably is if it sells on these vehicles.
I say with technology comes a little bit of bugs. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to work some things out. And if you're ever going to get the first generation of anything, be ready to be the one to go to the service department the most often.
Yep. You're right.
I've never been a fan of getting that first. I don't want to be the first one to open the box and take it out and see if it works. You know, not on my dime.
Right.
Lease it.
That's good planning right there.
You know, then it's still you're paying for it, but you haven't committed to owning it for 10 years.
Right. So with this smartphone in your car, does it have the ability to download apps and things like that?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that listed.
It definitely has the basics, though. You can talk, you can text hands-free.
Well, it will turn your car into a hot Wi-Fi spot, so...
Yeah,
maybe so.
It does do that, and it does some other things too. So it's really cool. Voice command, texting, stuff like that. So it is sort of cool, and we'll see what happens. The other thing is, how much is it going
to
cost?
There's more to see
because you've got phone access you're talking about, and you've got internet access that you're talking about. So it's according to how they break down the charges on that. And after the break, I'd like to ask the Autoflex Leasing fan texters to talk to us about. Not test driving a car before they get it because there seems more and more people are avoiding going for a test drive. So I'd like to ask our listeners, why would you buy a car without test driving it?
And have you ever?
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Let's talk some cars here on Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. As Waddle would say, we're talking cars till 10 o'clock. If you want to give us a call, 877-881-1053 is the phone number. We're asking you if you've ever gotten a car, whether you bought it, maybe you got a used car, maybe you leased it, but you did so without test driving it first. Have you done that? Have you considered doing it? Have you ever snorted on the air? Or you can also give us an Autoflex Leasing fan text.
I hope they're having as much fun as we are. I do.
4-3-7-3-3.
This is great.
Speaking of the Autoflex Leasing fan texters, how is the Blue Book price figured? And why do places have different values? That's from Donnie in Dallas.
Donnie, that's an excellent question. And Blue Book is a reflection of auction sales and retail sales. There are a number of different guides, and different guides are actually used in different areas of the country. In the central area of the country, in our area and the Midwest, Black Book is the book of choice by car dealers. Black Book is published weekly and is purely a reflection of the price of those cars as they go through the different auctions. If you go to the West Coast, they use Blue Book out there. That's the predominant book out there. If you go to the East Coast, especially the Northeast, they use something called the GALVES, G-A-L-V-E-S directory, and it's localized to that area. So you can have a place that uses three or four different books.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at a used car to appraise it, we do what we call a mini auction. We'll call some dealers and ask them how much they'll give us for the car. This will be for your trade-in. We'll go to the Black Book, and we'll look at what Black Book says. We'll look at the guide called NADA, and it's a dealer's guide that a lot of dealers use, but it is only published monthly, so it doesn't really put you right on the market. Then we will go online, and we will look at the different auctions to see how much we can actually get for the car, because our purpose is to give you as much as we can for your car so we can go ahead and get you into a new car. So that's the different guides. That's how they work. That's why you're probably seeing different values. It's not different Blue Book prices, it's different guides prices, and sometimes they can vary by thousands of dollars.
It is a little confusing to people, though, to hear Blue Book and Black Book. I remember, David, one time we had done one of our live commercials during the week, and I said something about the Black Book, or maybe you said Black Book, and somebody texted in and said, it's not the Black Book, it's the Blue Book.
Well, it's according to where
you're
from. Is
that how they texted you?
Yes, that's how. Every time I read a text like that, like, you're wrong, even if you're not wrong, I always read it in that voice.
Okay.
Well, the thing is this. The only book that ever bought a car is a checkbook.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That is true. Yeah.
So it does, really, the most you're ever going to get for your car is the most somebody will actually give you for your car. Regardless of what you believe it's worth, what somebody will pay you is what your car is worth.
And we already have a fan texter on the Autoflex Leasing fan text that says, no, I did not test drive the car I'm currently driving. It's pre-owned. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I wonder if people consider a pre-owned car, if it's less important to test drive a pre-owned car. Or maybe it's not as convenient if they bought from an individual or something.
Right.
It's hard for me to understand because I think
the seats feel different in every vehicle.
Did you know that's the number one thing?
Well, it's true. And if your body size, you know, some people are petite. Mm-hmm. So they may not be as comfortable reaching the pedals in a truck or a bigger car.
And well, you know, we've got a good customer, Dr. Webb, who he's long-waisted. And so he sits in certain cars. Well, he's a tall guy, but he's long-waisted. And so he doesn't fit in some cars that have sunroofs because they have to drop the roof down.
Right.
So some cars don't give him enough headroom. And if he didn't test drive that car, he would not know it.
Right.
Seats are the number one thing, though. Seats, the way a seat feels is the number one reason people either buy or don't get a car.
Mm-hmm.
Or lease.
Like your comfort.
Yeah. But I'm just... Right now, statistically, and I'd be interested in hearing from some of our listeners or some more fan text, how do you feel comfortable in getting a car without test driving it? Because if you're going to spend the time most people spend in a car, I would want to know that it would fit me.
Well, just like when we do a review every now and then of a car, that's the key thing for me is the cup holders and the seats and mm-hmm. how everything feels to me. Can I see all my gauges and reach everything? And then is everything easy to operate? For example, if you go to that technology, you know, if you want one of the cars with the navigation and so forth, you kind of need to test drive it in order to know how all of that operates and works. And they're all different. Some are a lot easier to use than others.
For me, a big thing is blind spots.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's huge. In fact, I've driven some cars where, I test drive a lot of cars that people are trading in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed by how little you can see out of some cars.
FJ Cruiser, for me, was terrible with blind spots.
Let me tell you something funny about David test driving trade-ins. He does his best not to move the person's seat.
I don't want to inconvenience him.
That's considerate.
I know, but you should see him get into some of these cars.
when it's a little five foot one lady.
And he's trying to get in there, but he's got his knees up by his ears. Why are you doing that? He said, well, I'd like to just not move their seat and they can get back in there. I said, well, the goal is that they're not going to leave in this car. So I'm moving the seat when I drive it because I can't drive like that. And they're going to leave in their new car anyway. So
there you go.
Matter.
That's
anyway.
A way to do it.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Hi, I went from a 2011 Sorento to a 2013 Sorento, and I found no reason to test drive since it was the same car. However, the salesman insisted I do it, and I'm really glad I did since the drive was different in a good way. So he did drive it. It was smart today. I don't know. Why would you not test drive a car? Maybe that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why would people avoid?
To drive or not to test drive?
Yeah.
Right.
Why would they not? So text in. Tell us why you would avoid driving a test drive on the Autoflex Leasing Fan
Text.
Well,
we have somebody else that said they had an 03 Chevy half ton and bought an 07 Chevy half ton classic nose test drive because it was the same truck. Well, mm-hmm. I see if nothing has changed. However, I'd still have to drive it. Make sure the transmission shifts properly and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way. Still, I need to get my car over there and get my transmission checked out. It kicked me in the rear again yesterday, enough so that it's kind of startled me. I thought,
oh my
somebody
goodness.
Just hit me.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Always test drive, whether new or used, and go Cowboys. Thank you, Donnie.
Yeah, I wouldn't ever buy a car or lease a car without test driving it first, but that's mm-hmm. just me personally. I feel like that's kind of something that you have to do to find out if it fits for you.
But since it's such a huge financial investment,
mm-hmm.
and it's the largest for a lot of people, second largest for a homeowner, let's say,
right.
for a house, that's the second biggest purchase or financial commitment you make, why wouldn't you want to make, I mean, you wouldn't really buy a house without looking at it and making
right.
sure it fit your needs. So same thing with a car. You need to make sure everything works properly, especially with a pre-owned.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure everything's working.
My ex, whenever we were house shopping, he goes, well, you can just go look at it with your mom and whichever one you like is what we'll get. He didn't care to see it. And that shocks me because, like you said, it's such a major investment. And to not want to see it before you buy it is crazy.
After you've been in a few cars, well, maybe after you've, if it's not your first or third or fifth car, maybe you've done it for a while and mm-hmm. it's just not a big deal anymore.
Right.
Okay, I'm over it. Here's what, how can you really learn? How much can you really learn from taking the car around the block? Well, for example, I didn't take my clients just around the block. We went on a pretty good test drive. I took them on rough roads mm-hmm. so they could feel how it was going to ride in Houston.
You took me on the freeway, you know, so I could see how it accelerated.
And the freeway. Mm-hmm. So I took my clients through the neighborhood. There was one particular road that hopefully it won't be so rough anymore. They're doing some construction over there. Maybe they'll pave that road.
Dumont.
I'd take them on the kind of this rough road and then through the city streets, I'd take them into a parking lot and let them do a U-turn,
mm-hmm.
back it in.
Yes,
I mean, I made them do everything.
Turning ratio is a
turning
big
ratio.
Deal for me.
It is, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because I'm a bad driver as it is. So if I can't turn real tight and get into a parking spot, whenever we were in Oxnard for training camp, we had a GMC Terrain, and the turning was so bad, I couldn't drive the thing. I ended up parking all funky one day. It was kind of at a 45-degree angle in the spot and sticking out over the curb on the back side, like the back right
Lovely.
Tire. I know, but I couldn't get it any other way. That was the only way I could get it in there because of the turning.
All right, well, we've lit up the fan text now. A car is the worst investment you can make, so you have to test drive it first. There you go. We agree, by the way. Cars aren't ever an investment. They're just an expense. Another fan texter, another Autoflex leasing fan texter, always test drive. No two cars are the same. Even the same models of the same year can be different.
True. Mm-hmm.
He's right.
Well, that's like, I know guys, for the most part, when you go clothes shopping, you just grab your size and take it and go. But Waddle's nodding. But for women, we
no
always
way.
Try everything mm-hmm. on. And there are times when I've tried something on and it fits perfectly, but then I realize, oh, darn it, there's a stain from the last person who tried it on. So I'll go get another pair, but I don't get just the same size. I go try those on again because they are different.
I bought two pair of slacks in two different colors, same brand, same size. They are not cut the same.
Right. That happens.
So
can we
not supposed to work like that with cars.
So test drive your jeans, people. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Phone number here to the studio is 877-881-1053. And as always, our Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. You can even call Autoflex. And David, what are the numbers there?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com, easiest way I know to shop for a car.
There you have it. Let's talk about some infamous vehicles.
Yeah, you know, you can get famous by doing something really good, or you can get infamous by being involved in something really bad. And here are some very, very infamous cars through time. And I'm going to start with one of the more famous. It's a 1911 Graf and Stiff double Phaeton. And it is the car that Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were in when they were assassinated in 1914. And that assassination resulted in the First World War. And The interesting thing maybe was that was the second attempt on them that day. The first attempt, as they drove through the crowds, a guy threw a hand grenade at their car. It rolled over and exploded under another car. It didn't hurt the Archduke and Sophie. They were fine. They returned later to check on the people that might have been hurt, and the same guy shot them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it ended up in World War I. So there's a very infamous car. Isadora Duncan, I don't know how many people will know who she was, but Isadora Duncan was a very, very famous ballerina. She was a revolutionary ballerina, danced in her bare feet, did a lot of stuff that was really, really considered avant-garde. In 1927, she was in a Bugatti Type 35, and her scarf wrapped around the spokes of the right rear wheel.
Ooh.
And it broke her neck, killed her. Right there.
Yanked her right out of the car.
Pulled her out of the car.
Yeah. That sounds awful.
I know. Ugh.
Maybe one of the most infamous cars of all times, and people are familiar with this one, a 1961 Lincoln Continental Convertible. And that was in 1963 when President John F. Kennedy was shot driving or riding in a 1961 Lincoln Continental Convertible. Had he been in a hard top, he wouldn't have been shot.
I don't think they tote anybody around in convertibles anymore.
It's most world leaders don't ride around in convertibles, no.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
One of the more famous cars of our generation, a 1993 Ford Bronco. Guess what color that was?
Who made that one famous?
That was a white car, exactly. O.J. Simpson, when he took his little low-speed car race with his friend Al Cowlings down the 405 in California. He was supposed to turn himself in that morning for the murder of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. And instead of turning himself in, I think he was probably on the way and chickened out. Anyway, he didn't make it to the jailhouse until later. But he did make it to the jailhouse. Porsche 550.
Eventually.
And for now, he's in the jailhouse.
Right, eventually.
The Porsche 550 Spyder, James Dean, 1955. He was driving a
I thought he was killed on a motorcycle for some
reason. No, he was driving a Porsche 550 Spyder. His last words were supposed to be, "Don't worry, he sees us, he'll stop."
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's eerie.
Yeah, he was riding with a friend in that car. A car that was approaching them took a Y in the road, crossed over, hit their car, and killed Dean. It was a 1950 Ford Custom Tudor that killed him. Here's one. Princess Grace. She was driving a Rover P6, which is the same company that makes Land Rover, except that's a sedan. And in 1982, she had a stroke and ran off the road in that Rover, and it killed her.
She died
a couple of days later.
While she
was driving. Yeah, ooh. Princess Stephanie was in the car with her, and she survived. 1994 Mercedes-Benz 280 sedan. Guess what? Princess Diana. That's what she and Dodi Fayed were in when their driver was running from the paparazzi.
Yep.
And they were killed in a tunnel in Paris. I've driven through that tunnel. And it's really straight. It's got these big cement pillars about every 6 or 8 feet. And these pillars are 3.5 feet square. And what happens is they hit one of those pillars substantially hard. And no one in that car was wearing a seatbelt, by the way. And it killed three of the occupants, she being one of them.
I've been through that tunnel since the death, and they have these bronze torches at either side commemoration for her. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Another car that most people don't know about, a 1938 Cadillac Model 775, and that car was being driven by General George Patton. And that was in 1945, and that was a really strange death because the accident wasn't really that severe. But Patton sustained a head injury in the accident. He was hospitalized and died some days later from an embolism.
Ooh.
Here's the one, or one of the ones. The 1966 Buick Electra 225. For those of you all who are old enough to remember Jane Mansfield, in 1967, she was going from Mississippi to Louisiana between dates. She was playing in clubs. And for those of you all who don't know who Jane Mansfield was, she was sort of like the same thing as Marilyn Monroe was.
Well, you could easily confuse her with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
she was a
blonde
bombshell.
Or maybe Mamie Van Doren as well.
And if you watch Law & Order SVU, she is Olivia Benson, Mariska Hargitay's mom.
That's right.
In real life.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Ooh, I wonder.
So anyway,
was she in this accident then? Because there were
kids
in
the three kids
back.
Were in there. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they were leaving an engagement in Biloxi, Mississippi on their way to New Orleans. She was with her lover, Sam Brody, and three of her children.
Boyfriend.
And anyway, they were driving down Highway 90, and the car they were in ran up under a semi that was in the road in front of them. The car ran under the semi, the back of the trailer sheared off most of the top, and most of the top of her head.
Mm.
And she died right there. And now, you know how they have those big bars on the back of semis?
Mm-hmm.
Those are called Mansfield bars.
Weird.
Or that's what people, truck drivers refer to them as. I didn't know that. But
Mansfield bars.
Interesting, isn't it?
Finally, maybe the most infamous car of all time, the 1934 Ford 730 Deluxe Sedan. And it was being driven by Bonnie and Clyde in 1934. when a group of law enforcement officers fired 130 rounds into the car and ended their bank robbing career.
I think they'd had enough of Bonnie and Clyde.
Would you say so?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that was fun. Most infamous cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of cool. And finally, we'll close it out with a story that's sort of sad. This comes from Oslo, Norway. Our Norwegian driver was traveling down the road near Hansted, which is about 140 miles north of Oslo, and he saw a moose in front of him.
Oh, so now I know right where he was.
Yeah. So he swerves to avoid the moose, and he hits a bear. What are the chances?
Gah.
That's what the bear thought, too.
Right.
Right. Now, the driver did escape uninjured. Interestingly enough, Norway's about the same size as Germany, but there's only 5 million people in all of Norway. And they also have about 100,000 moose and about 150 brown bears.
149, maybe.
Oh, no.
Aw. No. No, I wasn't. Aw.
One more Autoflex leasing fan text.
Fang text.
Fang text for Sybil.
I like the fang text.
Take a PVOC course. You'll be able to drive anything and park.
What is a PVOC course?
That is a police vehicle.
Online course?
Online, no.
Obstacle course?
Obstacle course.
No,
a police
it wasn't.
Vehicle obstacle course.
You looked it up. Now we don't remember. World.
Police vehicle.
Obstacle course.
It's a driving course.
It's a driving course
that
the police
give. To officers.
Yeah. It must be one of our police officers that listens.
I wish maybe I should take that because I'm bad at parking. That's why I have to drive a little car and it's got to be foreign because to me they turn better than American made cars.
Well, the distance between the back wheels and the front wheels help a lot.
I believe
the shorter the car, the easier the turn.
And the larger vehicle you have, I think that it's much easier to back into a parking place than to pull straight in, especially if you have cars on each side, it's easier to back in.
You think so?
Definitely. To get it straight.
I like whenever I'm backed in, it makes it easier leaving.
Yes. And I like to back in. When I go home at night, I back into my garage so I can start my next day in a forward motion.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's progressing instead of going backwards.
It's a police vehicles operation course.
Oh. Operation.
You could check with Dallas PD maybe and find out about taking a course through there.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the officer who has to drive me around, though.
Maybe
sit in the front seat while I'm driving.
We should all sign up for the course together. That should be fun.
If everyone wants to go to the Autoflex Leasing fan page, we have a picture of a driving school car, and the license plate says,
Eek.
Eek.
If we do sign up for a course, we'll definitely post it all on Facebook.
Oh, yes. We'll document it all. Take you with us for a ride. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. If we didn't get to your Autoflex Leasing fan text, you can call Autoflex today. They are open for you, 817 or 972-234-1234. We'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Kevin and Corey coming up next. Thank you to Waddle. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil. We'll see you back here next weekend on 105.3 The Fan.